Sometimes the term supergroup is thrown around pretty loosely, but when you look at the band, the word, the term seems to fit pretty well. The instrumental band is a mix of jazz guitarist John Medeski, the three members of the North Mississippi All-Stars, and pedal steel guitar player extraordinaire Robert Randolph. The group brought out their long-awaited second album, Soul Food, this year, and we'll be heading out to Australia to play Blues Fest in March, as well as a couple of side shows. Joining us on the phone, all the way from his home of New Jersey, is Robert Randolph. The Word is such a fascinating mix of artists with different styles. How did you all come to form back in 2000?
Well, what happened, there was a guy named Bob Stone who started to document the music of my church, which is called Sacred Steel Music, and it's about a story that's similar to the Buena Vista Social Club of pedal steel and lap steel guitar that's been hidden in this sort of gospel church, and it goes all the way back to the early 1920s, so Bob Stone has started to document the story, and there was a couple of records made called Sacred Steel Live, and I happened to be on one of those, and John Medeski and the North Mississippi All-Stars at that time were on their way to recording an instrumental gospel record, and I just happened to be a part of of that record, in which they called me and said, hey, could you come and be a part of it? So that was sort of the beginning of, my career, and it was just sort of, they just wanted to record the sort of instrumental gospel record, so it became really awesome.
Yeah, so it was sort of almost by chance that you guys happened to all be in the same place and you recorded an album together.
Yeah.
With the range of styles in the band, of course, you've got a bit of jazz from John Medeski there, and of course, the North Mississippi All-Stars, as well as yourself, who sort of has, a gospel sort of background. Do you find that recording all together, the styles sort of came together, or was there, a standout style when you record?
Well, yeah, it really just all really started to come together because John Medeski, who's such an awesome organ player, pianist, a music arranger.
Yeah.
And
he produced your first album, right?
Yeah. And the North Mississippi All-Stars, who very much grew up, their mother was a gospel organ player growing up in church, for years. So when we were talking about old gospel standards, but putting the sort of Robert Randolph twist on it, it all kind of just really came together, as we got to the studio with those guys. It really just became this sort of organic thing, and
the magic happens.
Magic just happens.
Fantastic. Now, there's been this 14-year gap between the debut album with the band and the follow-up. Can you tell us why there was such a break?
Well, all of the bands were sort of off, recording and writing. Jesse Martin and Wood and North Mississippi All-Stars. And then I was, recording records for Warner Brothers Records and so forth. And
yeah,
every time we tried to get together, it never actually really worked. We didn't have time and so forth, so... Mm. We were just happy that it all came together.
Yeah. And the result is, of course, a fantastic new album that you've brought out this year called Soul Food. Now, you were only 22 when you made the first album. But how have you changed as a guitarist in between the two albums?
Well, I just become really just more, sometimes, you get better. You get older, all of the different influences through the years, meeting Carlos Santana, Eric Clapton, Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
So many different folks, Buddy Guy, being in the studio with all those guys, creating new music, it just really became part of it all, and part of me and studying music and being able to be around those guys just became this sort of natural, organic thing, for me to sort of just grow, stay motivated, get better, and then mix all of the influence from all of the guys mentioned, all through the years. So, you get older, you get better.
Well, that's it. I guess more and more experience, you get exposed to all sorts of different music. You mentioned there you played on Santana's album with Kirk Hammett from Metallica as well.
Oh, yeah. That was, Kirk Hammett was awesome. There's actually one record, man, one song that one of these years is going to get released. It's actually part two of the sort of, it's me, Kirk Hammack, and Carlos Santana.
Yeah.
there's actually two other songs that are, that every time I hear them, it's really mind blowing.
Oh wow!
To listen to the three guitars all playing at the same time, but creating this sort of genuine orchestrated sound, and all that stuff comes from the genius of Carlos Santana, who's to me one of the most underrated musical geniuses of our time. I mean, the guy is just really awesome.
Yeah, he's definitely a talent, and awesome that you got a chance to play with him. One of the great things about your music and the music of The Word is the positivity that it brings. You can't help but feel uplifted after listening to either of your albums. Is this something that you're conscious of when you're playing with the band?
Yeah, I mean, we always try to keep it uplifting and stick to the gospel as well as the blues and rock and roll. But when you think about it, you know, all of that music goes back to the early days of gospel music, you know, and sort of everything was sort of taken from that, whether it's Robert Johnson or Muddy Waters. It's just all this pot of soup. And from that, you know, for us, for The Word, you know, for me especially, I always try to create positive music that spans love. I mean, if you look all around the world today, you know, the world really needs more of The Word and more of Robert Randolph's music and more positive music, more guys like that with all of this, you know, with terrorism and all these different things that we're seeing every day now in the news. You know, it's just, you can't help but try to really force more musicians as well as influence younger people to really just try and be better and try and use your gospel influences to make better music, because, you know, music is a universal language. Everybody turns to it. We all need it. You know?
And most of your shows are pretty much instrumentals, but I believe you jump on the mic during the shows and pump up the crowd a little bit. Will you be having any vocals in your shows in Australia?
You know, I'm pretty sure we will. You know, we've kind of expanded on the vocals with The Word. We kind of write down a list of songs for every show, and we kind of pick and choose during the show what we're going to do. We kind of call them out.
Cool.
Lots of times we make up a lot of things. So The Word shows are very spontaneous. It's almost like a church service. You never really know what to expect.
Great. You know? And you're looking forward to your trip to Australia. Have you been here before?
Oh, yeah. This will be my fourth time there. We've played Byron Bay Festival twice. You know, we've done Melbourne and Sydney. I believe some small jazz clubs there.
Cool.
We were there, last time we were there was 4 years ago, I believe. So I'm excited to get back. I love it there. It's always a great time to come back there. When we usually come there at the end of March, and I love it. I talk about it all the time. It's one of my favorite places.
Well, we look forward to having you here, especially in Sydney. You'll be playing at the Factory Theatre at the end of March. I think it's the 27th of March. Now, just before we go, do you think there'll be another big gap before the next Word album, or are you looking to record something straight away?
Oh, I'm sure we'll have plenty more music coming at least every year and a half, you know. I mean, we've already got a bunch of other music that we've recorded during the tour, so,
cool.
You know, it should be awesome.
Well, fantastic. We look forward to hearing it, and look forward to hearing the live show when you get to Australia. Thanks very much for your time today, Robert Randolph.
Thank you very much, brother. I appreciate it.